Baseball great Buck O'Neill died last night in a Kansas City hospital. He was 94. O'Neill starred as a player and manager for the Kansas City Monarchs and the Negro Leagues. Later, he became the first black coach in the majors. From Kansas City, Laura Ziegler has more.
Buck O'Neill was a standout player, if not one of the all-time greats of the Negro Leagues. He was a batting champion for the Kansas City Monarchs and later a successful manager. As a scout for the Chicago Cubs, he recruited Hall of Famers Ernie Banks and Lou Brock, among others, and became a pioneering coach when the Cubs hired him in 1962.
Thank you, ladies.
But late in his life, O'Neill spent most of his time as a goodwill ambassador for the Negro Leagues and chairman of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City.
Lon Hamilton was a good friend of mine. Actually, I put him in a uniform, let him coach first base for me one year. There's Lena Horne throwing out the first pitch in the ball game. We've had Joe Louis throwing out the first pitch. It was actually a gala affair. And they would come to the ball game, honey, looking good.
O'Neill believed history had gotten it wrong about the Negro Leagues. So like during his playing days, he barnstormed the country until just a few months ago, spreading the truth about black baseball.
See, the Negro League was a lot different than a lot of people thought. They're the largest black business in this country. Somebody might tell you some old sad story, like that's what Hollywood wants to know. But that wasn't Negro Leagues. 40% of Negro League ball players were college men. We weren't tramps.
This is the night for roast and buck. Come on in this house.
Recently, O'Neill was looking healthy and strong as he swayed with the gospel choir at a fundraiser for his church. It was a night of testimonials about his many achievements and unique ability to rise above adversity. Joe Posnanski is a sports columnist for the Kansas City Star.
The thing about Buck that's so amazing to me is he's completely without bitterness. Considering that he was kept out of the major leagues, certainly kept out of having a chance to be in the major leagues for all those years and had to stay in all black hotels and eat on buses and do all of the things that he had to do, he looks at his life and sees that it was the best life he could have possibly had.
O'Neill watched with pride as his friends like Satchel Paige went to the major leagues when he never got the chance. But this year, O'Neill had the last great disappointment of his life. He was nominated as one of 29 Negro Leaguers to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, but lost by one vote. As Bob Kendrick of the Negro Leagues Museum made the announcement, it was Buck O'Neill who reminded everyone that the induction of any Negro Leaguers was a victory for all.
Had conducted its election of Negro League players, and unfortunately, we did not get enough votes for our very own Buck O'Neill to receive the call, but fortunately, 17 other Negro League figures did receive the call today to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
17?
17.
Yeah.
Buck O'Neill's name became well-known outside the baseball world when he narrated the documentary Baseball by Ken Burns. Burns says he got to know O'Neill well when they traveled for the project.
His love and his generosity for people wake up the most surly cab driver, distract the most disinterested waiter or elevator operator or hotel clerk, and changes their lives in the way one feels, I suppose, if you've crossed the path of a holy man.
Buck O'Neill would have turned 95 on November 13th. In his long life, he seemed to inspire those he met with his charisma and positive outlook. Many said, like producer Ken Burns did, that they left Buck O'Neill feeling better for having known him. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.